Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, the Redwood Area Cattlemen's annual meeting will be held Saturday, November 18th in Wabasso at the Wabasso Community Center. The evening meal features a prime rib dinner. Part of the evening includes a seed auction. The man who does the auctioneering is John Geltz of Franklin. John is in the studio today to tell us about his career in the auction business and a little bit about the seed auction at the annual meeting. Welcome to the program, John.
Gee, it's an honor to be here, Mark.
Well, John, can you just tell us about your auctioneering career, how long you've been at it?
I started auctioning in 1962. I was fortunate enough to do three livestock barns. Summer schedule was Bell Plain at 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock, they turned me loose on 200 to 300 baby bottle calves, one at a time. Walnut Grove at 10 o'clock on Friday, and Sleepy Eye 6 o'clock Friday night. So three auctions in 30 hours. In 1969, I hooked up with Myron Nelson, and we auctioned together for 25 years, doing around 100 auctions a year. As a matter of fact, Mark, in 1969, we had your father Jerry's sale in September of 1969, and I believe he had an 880 Oliver tractor and a real nice clean line of machinery.
You've got a good memory.
In 1994, after Myron Nelson retired from auctioneering, hooked up with Magus Land and Auction Service, Winthrop and New Orleans, we have six auctioneers that sell together, and anyhow, I've been fortunate to do your seed auction and that for a number of years.
And that has been quite successful at the annual meeting. Can you tell us how that really works?
Well, the people donate the seed, which is nice. The seed companies donate the different seed, the different brands of seed, and these people come in and buy it, and it kind of helps the Redwood Cattlemen Beef Association.
It really does. And you also raise registered limousine cattle, don't you?
Yeah, we were fortunate to kind of get into that business. In about 1980, son Larry helped Roger Potter show cattle in that, and we started in limousine. So the limousine cattle, along with the River Valley farming, makes for a good mix. I'm real lucky to have some good neighbors that really help me out when I get in a jam and can't get everything done.
Sure. And as far as the limousine breed itself, what kind of stands out in your mind as far as limousine cattle?
Well, they're fast growing. They got large loin and a real large rump. They generally hang up a carcass that is larger in the rear area than the front area. So we sell a lot for beef butchering and a lot for breeding stock.
Okay. And I understand your granddaughter showed at the state fair this year.
We were real lucky. I'm popping my buttons a little bit there. She just turned 12 the end of July. She showed the reserve champion steer at the Pipestone Fair, turned around, went to the state fair, and pulled the reserve champion on the lightweight steer division.
All right, John, and I understand your son Larry, he had gotten his start in the limousine business at a young age, and now he is with the Pipestone Vets, I understand. And can you just talk a little bit about his career with that?
Yeah, in 96 he graduated from college, and as a matter of fact, the limousine cattle kind of paid the college bill on his part. It amazes one that now that in the cattle business, he talks about ultrasounding 485 stock cows in one day for a 10-day calving period. The modern technology that we have, it just amazes one as to what's going on with the cattle business and that type of industry.
Okay. Well, getting back to your auctioneering career, you had had received a reward, didn't you, as far as the State Auctioneer Award?
Yeah, in 2006, I was real lucky to be Auctioneer Hall of Fame. I probably sold with 100 different auctioneers through the years, and I got into the Auctioneer Hall of Fame in 2006. I sold with auctioneers like your father-in-law, Rich Reiner. I sold a couple auctions with him. Auctioneers out of Wadena, Rochester, Owatonna, and Cambion, all over the state of Minnesota I sold with. So it's been a good go.
All right. Well, and I know many people around the area have attended your auctions and seen you at work. Well, in closing, John, at your seed auctions, you usually entertain the crowd with lots of good Ole and Lena jokes. Can you end our program with one of your favorites?
Yeah, Ole, he was supposed to get a job. 10 o'clock in the morning, he was downtown Mankato. He landed a job at the florist shop. He only had to deliver two bouquets of flowers, one to the new drugstore in town and one down to the funeral home. Ole got the cards mixed up. The card at the drugstore said, "You have our sympathy." The card at the funeral home, the retired banker died, it said, good luck in your new location.
All right. Well, thanks, John, for all you do to help promote our product, beef, and looking forward to seeing you on the 18th in Wabasso.
Thanks, Mark. We'll have a lot of fun that night.
All right. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.